Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Now we're at the evening, right before Yom HaShoah, but I decided I want to speak at Yom HaTzmaut, which is next week. And I think it's actually important to connect the two on some level. But I want to clarify, we should never, ever, ever think that in order to have Yom HaTzmaut, we have to have Yom HaShoah. That's what happened. Why it happened, I don't know. But I want to begin with a story. Usually I like to say stories at the end. I'm going to say the stories at the beginning. Heard a story from my father. I never saw this story anywhere else. During the First World War, which wasn't so pleasant for the Jews either, the B'chaim ran away. My great-grandfather ran away from Brisk. He actually ended up dying in Warsaw. That's why he's buried in Warsaw. And he lived in Brisk. He lived in Warsaw. And all of a sudden, someone came who knew him, and someone was telling him over the atrocities that he saw. Obviously, the atrocities of the First World War were extremely dim compared to World War II. He was telling him how the Jews were suffering. And obviously, Reb Chaim was very broken. And then the person says to Reb Chaim, and this is Reb Chaim's words, Reb Chaim, he says, at least this should be the Mohammed's Gog Magog. And Reb Chaim got very upset. He didn't understand. He said, why are you getting upset? There are Gemaras all over that speak about the Yisurim, the pains, the challenges, before the Mashiach comes. And Reb Chaim says, you know, there are a lot of Gemaras that don't understand. There are Gemaras in Bava Kamma I don't understand, but Metziah Masecha Shabbos. I don't understand this Gemara either. I don't understand it, but one thing I'm sure of. In order for Geula to come, we don't have to lose the life of one bird. Yeah, that was Reb Chaim's words. And the message for me is, we don't understand why there was a Holocaust. Don't understand. And I'm not even going to try to go there. So my father said that anyone who tries to explain the Holocaust in his own words will either say stupidity or heresy. So I'm not going to go there. But he says, we don't have to, in the connect the two in that sense, that because in order to have an Eretz Yisrael, we have to have a Holocaust. Chas v'shalom. Why is it connected? So I'm not sure in whose name I heard this, whether it was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's name or Rav Pam's name, one of the two, that they pointed out that whenever a tragedy happened in the history of Klal Yisrael, there was always a hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. Not that the hug had to happen because of the tragedy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu always showed a hug to show, you know what? The non-Jews might say and question, where is your God? But your God is here. And he gave examples. He said, after Churban Beitar, which was equal to the Churban, so we had destruction of Beitar, we had, you know, Revi and a resurgence of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Then he says, you know, after the Spanish Inquisition, he mentioned all of a sudden he had a resurgence of Torah in Tzvas. And he said, and after the Shoah, so we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through HaKamash B'nei Yisrael. And therefore, you know, and that's why actually when they have the trips to go to Poland for the high school kids in America, they always end up here at Yom HaTzmaut. Why? Because you really have to see the two together just to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. My uncle, Yosef Beer Soloveitchik, pointed out that, you know, after the Shoah, he never had any doubts that Klal Yisrael would return. Never! He said he thought it would take a lot more time. And he was speaking in the 70s, okay? He says he was amazed what happened. And look, Baruch Hashem today. So it's very important, you know, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And I would just say that the title of this year is the chi of lahodos lahalel, the obligation to thank and to praise. And for me, I say, and I use the word obligation a little bit loosely, because obviously we have to say what is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, but it certainly for me is resonates within me in terms of avodas Hashem and bringing myself closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I was raised in a house where, even though I grew up in Chutz Laretz, that Medinat Yisrael was very important, and yes, we saw through Hakamat Medinat Yisrael the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. you know, and very clearly so. And I even remember, I mentioned this in the past, that the first, actually the second year I was living in Eretz Yisrael, when I was able to hang an Israeli flag outside my porch, my mother told me she was jealous of me, because in America she could only hang in, I know now they hang Israeli flags also, but in those days she would only hang an American flag, and she was jealous that I had the schuss of hanging an Israeli flag. But how did we celebrate Yom HaTzmaut in America? It was very simple. My father did not say Tachron Erev Yom HaTzmaut, and we would say Halal about a bracha after Shmoneh Esrei, before Chatzi Kaddish on Yom HaTzmaut itself, and then maybe we'd have falafel, I don't know, something like that, but that was it. And I remember always hearing my uncle, who might have said Halal, might have not have said Halal, I might have heard him say that, you know, he didn't like the whole ceremony in Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like a Bola Shabbos, and we shouldn't do all these things. All right, and that was in the back of my mind. Then I made Aliyah, and my first year living in Eretz Yisrael, for whatever reason, I lived in a predominantly Haredi neighborhood. So Friday night, not Friday, Yom HaTzmaut night, I was invited to someone's house, and, you know, and I davened with them. Whatever it was, they said Halal at night. That I didn't like, because Halal is only Pesach night, it's Man HaNeis. In the morning, I woke up, there was one Dat Hilu Mishul, I overslept, I davened the Haredi Shul, and I said Halal myself after davening. The next year, by the time Yom HaTzmaut came around, so I was presented with this conflict, because my members wanted to do the whole, you know, the whole tekes that they did in the yeshivas and all the shuls. I remember my uncle said, and I told them, you know, my uncle wasn't so crazy about the whole tefillah you do. They said to me, they don't live in the neighborhood anymore, they said to me, call your father and ask your father. Okay. So I called up my father, and I opened the sitter, and I went through every single thing, what we do at night with the Pirkei Tehillim, and with the stands we take in L'chadodi, but instead of saying L'chadodi, we say Zeh Yom HaSa Hashem HaGinus Chavot. That's me fine. Very nice, you can say it. And then I went with him the things we do after Kaddish Shalom. He said, fine. Okay. I thought in the morning, I would say, we say Pesukim Zimra of Yom Tov and Shabbos. They no way. So he says, I said, top, they say Pesukim Zimra Shabbos. He says to me, fine. I said, fine? Pesukim Zimra Shabbos? He says to me, what do you think? He said, you think that they always said Pesukim Zimra Shabbos on Hashanah Rabbah? It probably came to his mind of the Gonim. If you think it's the Yom Tov, he says, they can say it. Say to me, but you don't say it, he said to me. I said, why? He says, you're not used to it. It's going to be strange. Okay, so one day a year I come to shul on time, I talk a little bit, you know, I'm able to hang out a little bit, and then I catch up. Okay. And then I said to him, okay, so halal we say. And then I said, you know, they have a haftorah. I thought he'd say to me, certainly not. And I said, okay, what's the big deal? He said, what do you mean it's a big deal? He says, you're not saying the brachas, right? And then he said to me at the end, he says, it's all good, just don't make a bracha on halal. That one was very important. Very important. Then I actually asked him one point. I said, you know, I know my father in America was not happy when they had celebrations, Yom HaTzmaut, middle of Svira. And I asked him, well, how about the celebrations here? And he said to me, in Eretz Yisrael, it's okay to have celebrations. Because if you think it's really, really a chag, the laws of Svira are suspended that day. And the proof he told me is Lag BaOmer. Because my minhag, my father's minhag, the minhag Lita, was to observe Svira from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until right before Shavuos. He says, all of a sudden, this Lag BaOmer is inserted as a day off. He said, because if you feel a day is a very special day, then actually the laws of Svira are suspended that day. Right? So, I have to admit that at first, it was strange for me. It was strange. It's sort of like, I don't know, you know, you're doing something, you know, which is, you know, you've never done before. I can imagine it would sort of be like if I would go to a real Yakish shul and have to start saying Yotzos and Yom Tov. It would be very strange for me. I'm sure I'd get used to it. But over the years, it resonated with me, and it really has become part of my Avodas Hashem. And I think that it's extremely, extremely important, as we'll see towards the end of this year. So let's begin. So, you know, it's important to know that these are a lot of questions. What do you do? And it's not a hashkafa issue. My father said to me, We shouldn't say a bracha. So the first year, I didn't say a bracha. A good friend of mine, he stormed out of the shul, and he says to me, see, even in this shul, the Haredim have taken over. I said, what are you talking about? Right? It's a halacha question, which I saw by Rav Riel said the same thing. It's a halacha question. It's a halacha question. However, certainly we have to see the Yad Hashem. So let's look at the sugya. A lot of this I'm sure you all have seen, but it's always good to review. The source for Halel, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shir Shabbat Torah, the Shir, the Az Yashir, that the Am Yisrael said in the Torah, Moshe Yisrael Amru, B'Shosh Olam Yom. The Halel, Shezemi Amro, and who said to say Halel? So, Nevi'im, Shebineyem, Tiknulem, Lisrael, the Nevi'im, they're amongst the Jews, enacted for the Jews, Shium Omrosol Kol Perek Uperek, they should say it at every special day, which presumably means Yom Tov, which we're not dealing with today. He says, Val Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shlotov Aleihem, and every Tzara does not come upon them. U'l'kushin Negolim, they shouldn't come there, when we redeemed, they would say it on the redemption. So about Kol Tzara, Rashi says, what is Kol Tzara Shlotov Aleihem? Lishna Ma'al Yehuda Nokat. He says, the Lishna Ma'al Yehuda, that what do you mean a tzara that shouldn't come upon them? Then he explains what it means is that if God forbid a tzara comes upon them, and then they're saved, you should say Hallel like Chanukah. Now what kind of nace is this? There are a lot of times we have miracles. What kind of miracles do you feel that you should go ahead and say Hallel for? Right now, I would just point out, there's a question amongst maybe the Rishonim, yes, for sure amongst the Rishonim, certainly amongst the Achronim, Does this mean that they enacted that any time such a miracle happens, you say Hallel? Or does it mean that any time such a thing happens, the Chacham have an obligation to enact Hallel? That's the question. It's the machlokas and argument, as we'll see. So let's look. So, however, what kind of miracle are we referring to? There are so many miracles that happen. You know, again, I don't want to, say anything I shouldn't say, but let's say, for example, if you speak to the Lubavitchers, they think Yud Tes Kislev is a very big miracle. Okay, for them, maybe it is. Is that the kind of miracle we should say Hallel for? What kind of miracle are we referring to? So if you look at source number 3, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim is discussing the Korban Pesach, actually Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara says, and it's comparing the Pesach Sheni to the Pesach Rishon, and the Gemara says that both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni require Hallel b'zman hashchitat hakavas haKorban, at the time you're shechting and offering the Korban. The difference is that at night, when you eat the Korban, Pesach Rishon you say Hallel, Pesach Sheni you don't say Hallel. So the Gemara says, my time up. So Gemara says, why is it that both require Hallel when you offer in the Beis HaMikdash? On the 14th of Nisan, the 14th of Iyar, so it could be that when do we say we don't say Hallel on Pesach Sheni? That's Laila Kam Mimat. We're excluding the nighttime, not the daytime. Yom, the day of the 14th, Lo Kam Mimayit. Fine. So we look at Rashi. Rashi says Laila, the Pesach Sheni Miyat, but the day when you actually do the Korban, we don't exclude. He says, and therefore it's like Pesach, which requires Halal v'shash chitasa. All right, and the question is why? So he says, because when you shech the korban, it's ki'ilu like a miracle happened, and he quotes, "Zimavim shebineyam tiknu lahem sheomrim al kol perek uperek v'chol devar chidush." Chol devar chidush means, what does it mean? Kol Devar Chiddush, and Ariel explains that any miracle which changes our picture, changes the course of our existence, that requires Hallel. Now to tell you, I don't know if anything in the last 1,000 years has changed the course of our existence more than our Kamas Nias Yisrael. It's more. I mean, we're all living here, right? That's step number one. My mother, she lived here before the Second World War. And she drove to Yerushalayim. So there were Arabs in a mountain shooting at her bus. Her bus got shot.
Baruch Hashem on the way here. I was actually rushing to get here. No Arab shot at my bus. I wasn't even nervous about that. I was just nervous about getting stuck in traffic. That was it. So many boys and girls come to learn here. Someone comes to visit. I don't know if there's been an event that has changed for the better our existence in the last 2,000 years. It's certainly a Dabar Chiddush. It would seem that if it's either a cause to say hello or a cause, if there were a chazal, to enact hello. There's no question Hakamas Bnei Yisrael definitely falls within that category. Okay, now, however, does it require Shira? What does Shira mean? So Shira means that we know that Pesach night, we say Shira, when the Jewish people came out of the Yom Suf, they said Shira. Shira is a special hallel that you say at the time of the miracle. So, and it's a hallel which flows not because of the chiyah, because you want to. So my father, Avraham Soloveitchik, should pointed out that he didn't feel that a person should say hallel, but at the time of the Nes, probably did not call for Shira. Why? As we'll see, source number 5. Rab Chia Ruba Rav Shimon ben Chalafta have a Mahalchin Yerushalmi Maseches Yom, a very famous Yerushalmi. They were, I'm sorry, he says it's the wrong, that is actually the wrong Yerushalmi, but we'll it's actually, it's not on the page. My father used to quote that, not sure where this is, a Chazal, that the Jewish people will say Shira when they cross Nachal Mitzrayim. When they cross Nachal Mitzrayim. Why when they cross Nachal Mitzrayim? Because that will be the beginning of the final Geula, Alright? So he says, however, it will be the beginning of the final Geula. However, there's no question that the Geula has definitely begun. It's definitely begun. And we see it. We see it in Dvar Chiddush. Let's look at source number 5. We'll come back to this. So we'll come back to number 5 in a few minutes. So number 6 is the Miri. So the question is there a chiv to say hallel? Not a chiv to say hallel. Can we say hallel? Now, the truth, what Tosfos says that one of the requirements to say hallel for an ace has to be an ace that all of Klal Yisrael is affected by. Now, it could be that there are certain Jews that feel they're not affected by Klal Yisrael. Okay? It's not true. Not true. Everyone's affected by it, okay? Now, there are certain people who, you know, who feel they have to ask permission from the Waqf from Jordan, from Iran. Hey, they're Meshugayim, okay? You can't bring Rayas from Meshugayim, all right? I think I once heard that, you know, my uncle held, Rosh Shapir, that toothpaste is not Royal Achilles Kelim. See, you don't have to worry about the Hefsher. So someone said to him, but my dog eats toothpaste. And my uncle said, you can't bring a ride from Meshuggah. Okay? You can't bring a ride from Meshuggah. Okay, the people in Meshuggah. But everyone else who comes to Eretz Yisrael, and the bottom line is most people who recognize the fact that the army is protecting us, they recognize that it is no question it has changed our life and affected us. So really, if you want to say that Hallel is only for an event that affects all of Klal Yisrael, okay, so in that situation, all of Klal Yisrael has been affected for the better by a Hakamas Bnei Yisrael. Now, if you look at the Meiri, so the Meiri said that even if you feel there's no chiyuv to say hallel, there's definitely a kiyum to say hallel. And this is the Meiri says, the kol yachid she'irud sara, that any yachid, that something bad might happen to him, the nigal hemena, and he was redeemed from it. Rashoi likvo ahalo asol vo sayom b'chol shana. He's able to say hallel every year on that day. Elashenu mabaruch alav. V'chein hadin b'chol tzibur et tzibur. Kach hoya yisod neviim la'omro. Al kol tzor sal yomena. So the Meiri says that a person, even if there's no chiyuv, there's certainly a kiyuv. So why wouldn't you go ahead, and why wouldn't you make a bracha? Okay, so the reason why maybe you would not make a bracha is very close to the Rambam Shita. What if the Rambam, basically, the Gemara says that when you go ahead and you're redeemed from a tzara, from a very serious challenge, you know, you go ahead and you say hallel, say yisod, it's kanes neviim. However, Nes of Chanukah was also very similar to that. Nes of Chanukah was very similar, and the Rambam, discussing the Nes of Chanukah, he says, in Parak Gimel Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Gimel, ubnei zehiskinu chachamim. By the way, I want to point out, this is a side note. If you look, I'm not sure if it's halacha. If you look at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Parak Aleph, okay, Parak Aleph Hilchos Chanukah. I'm sorry, Parak Gimel Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Aleph, and in front of me, said the Rambam enumerates all the miracles that happened to the Jewish people that time, and he said that one of the miracles was, my father used to quote this, that Chazra Malchus Yisrael, the kingdom of the Jews, returned to the Jews, yes, they're more than 200 years. Father said, anyone who knows Jewish history understands that some of the kings in that time, they were real Tachshitim. Okay, so you talk about Alexander Yanai and others, Aristobulus, he says, they were worse than some of the prime ministers that we've had. And still, the fact that the Jewish people are ruling over Eretz Yisrael, that's a source for Yeshua and salvation. And even today, it's even better. I have to tell you that one time, my father was ecstatic when Menachem Begin became the prime minister. Even though he did not agree with the Camp David Accords, okay? I'm not here to discuss that. Isn't it great? He was ecstatic. And I remember one time, why was he ecstatic? Besides the fact that Menachem Begin was more right-wing. Menachem Begin, whatever he did in his private life, we don't know. But he had a certain covet for Torah that he had. And I want to tell you, not only have a covet for Torah, and some level he passed it on to his children. I don't know what his children are like. I really don't know. I remember when I was living in Hamilton, Benny Begin came to speak. So the rabbi of the community, Mordechai Green, said, can you come to the speech? I really don't want to go. Okay? I was living, he said, I want to introduce you to Benny Begin. Okay? So I went up to Benny Begin and I said, hello, introduce me. He was very happy to introduce me. Because why? Because Menachem Begin's father was the Rav HaKol in Brisk. He's a troublemaker, by the way. Okay? And Rav Chaim was in a Rebbe. So it says, so Benny Begin starts off his speech and he says, forgot his exact words, I'm honored that in the crowd, okay, is the great grandson of my grandfather's Rav. And a certain respect that Menachem Begin had for Torah. Certain respect. My father was ecstatic. And every year he would go to Toronto for Sukkot, and he would speak Shabbat Chol HaMoed, I think, or Yom Tov, I'm not sure. And I forgot the Torah, he said. But one time he said, you know, it's a wonderful thing that now there's someone in power that actually respects Torah. And so after my father finished the shiur, someone came over and said, but what happens if labor gets in? They weren't called labor, Marach gets in again. Father says, you should still support the government to help Begin fight again and again. He says, but the fact that the Jewish people rule over Eretz Yisrael, whoever it is a source for Yeshua, salvation. No question about that. But the Rambam says, if you look at Halacha Gimel, and these 8 days should be Yimei Simcha B'Hallel. Then he talks about the lachas of lighting the menorah. And then he says, not only is Chanukah alone with the Rabbonim, but all the hallels we say Army the Rabbanan. And he goes through and he lists off all the Hallels, and of course the Rabbi that asked for Pesach night, that's not for Rashi, but he listed off. So the Magid Mishnah asks, what do you mean? What do you mean it's the Rabbanan? It's the Kanes Nevi'im, the Dibrei Kabbalah. So the Magid Mishnah, source number 8, says that din, the Rabbanan, is only on the first year it happens, and then it becomes Nevi'im. UveEmes, source number 8, should a Perek Arbei Pesachim Shanevi'im Tiknu Hala Kol Tzorish Nagel Menu? He doesn't say it right here, but he says Avol Amru B'Yom Kvuim Midivreim Hu. That's when you're redeemed from a tzara. That's when it becomes Nevi'im that year. But to say it on specific days, that's the Rabbanim. That's what the Rambam holds. Chanukah today is the Rabbanim. The year they were redeemed. The year they came to the Beit HaMikdash. The year they were Chanukah Beit HaMikdash. Then they said Hallel. But to go ahead and say it every year, that requires a Takana de Rabbanim. And for that reason, my father held maybe there wasn't a Takana. And therefore, you should say Hallel without a Bracha. Does everyone agree with the Rambam Shita? No, the Shiltas does not agree. The Shiltas says that the Shiltas in source number 9 says, this is Parsha Vayishlach, the Shilta, the Mechayiv in the Beis Yisrael, the Rav Chai Goan, so he was one of the Goanim whose son was not so, wait, I heard it from my father, he was not so involved in learning. So he wrote from a sefer where he reviewed the Torah a whole year, the whole Torah year, and this was on the parsha he wrote. See, a lot of the halacha. So Bnei Yisrael have an obligation to be, give to thank and to praise before HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a miracle happens. The chziv, as it says, Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, pray, all nations praise Hashem, Shabchu Kol Umim, and he says, and they pray, all the nations praise, Ki Golem Chazdo. So the question is, I don't understand. Because Hashem gives us, helps us out, the nations should praise Him. He says, the nations praise God and they see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And certainly us, that we receive the chesed, we have an obligation to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's that is Nitziv. Nitziv says, and what does that mean? It sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. So he says that when a miracle happens, the Jews have an obligation d'oraisa to go ahead and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Doros, that is a din d'rabbanan. Okay, and that's why he says anything that was said in Ruach HaKodesh, that was that year itself. But for generations, it's only the Rabbanan, and that's why Esther said to the Chachamim, I want you to make Purim into a holiday, because for generations, you have to the first year when they rested on the 14th and the 15th, right? That was the Raisa. He says, but the years later, that was the Din Rabbanan, which became the Divrei Kabbalah. So according to the Shiltas, it could be there's a Din Rabbanan anytime it happens. So it's, you know, there's no question that there is definitely a machlokas. Okay, now the question is, okay, very nice. So there's an obligation. Maybe a person has to say Hallel. Maybe a person should say Hallel. What's it based on? What psukim is it based on? So we saw before the Shilta says Hallel Hashem Kol Goyim. That the non-Jews see what happens, they say, wow, this is amazing. The non-Jews see how a startup nation, 1948, where it came from, what it does, how economically we're doing so well, how we're pretty secure. And they look at Israel and they say, this is unbelievable. When the Hamas can say that the king of the Jews protects them. We're doing everything right, and dear God is helping them. So we should say something also. There's no question. Just look what the non-Jews think of how well our nation is doing. Not that they like it, but how well we're doing. We have to look and see. The Ramban, see, he says that the halacha of saying Hallel, is based on the pasuk, the Sefer Bamidbar, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to have the chatzosot, trumpets, and shofros, in source number 11, Sefer HaMitzvos, there the Ramban's mentioning it because the Rambam holds Hallel's does not count Hallel as one of the Tariq Mitzvos, and the Bahad does. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahad, the Baal Lach Zolus, and say that Hallel is the Araisa. What's it based on? So either it's a Lach Mosh Sinai, it's included in Simcha, or it's based on the Yom Sam Simchaschem. He says, Umadechem, Rashi Chachechem, Uchatim, Rachosa, Olesechem, Ozibcha, Shomechem, a day that you're happy. We have an obligation. It's important to be happy. Why is it important to be happy? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yeshua for us, and therefore it has to be expressed. It has to be expressed through Hallel. The Yesod Mora is a Sefer Mitzvah of the Ibn Ezra. I heard my father discuss Ibn Ezra, Sefer Yesod Mora once. And that was in learning Hilchos Shechita. And the Yesod Mora there was making fun of somebody who would go around every single day and knock on people's doors and say, do you have an animal to shech? He wanted to give the mitzvah the bracha of Shechita. And my father said that, you know, people questioned Ibn Ezra based on the Sefer, the Yesod Mora, the Sefer Mitzvahs. My father felt that Ibn Ezra was not just an expert in Tanakh, he was an expert in halacha also. So the Ibn Ezra says like this. This is a Sharva. Yesh sheyimsu edus berura min haTorah. There are certain mitzvot that you can find clearly in the Torah. The yesh derech drash, there are those that are darshan. Yesh derech asmach, and the alma, some things are just based on a pasuk. Umishi Yeshua Lev, and someone who has a heart, who understands, Yachol Lahakir is able to recognize Masai Omrim Drush when it's Drush, Masai Omrim Shat when it's Shat. You have to know, he ain't called the Vrayim al Derech Echod, because not everything is done the same way. Ba'ashem Shenachal and Chachma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma, he'll give you your star for trying to figure out what's Drush, what's Shat, Shlema. And then he goes on. He says, you're not supposed to, carry on Shabbos. It's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. He says, and some things come from our Mesorah that is not mentioned in the Torah. He says, and he goes, what are the things? He says, making brachas every day, davening, birchas hamazon, and halav. So what's the connection, the remez, the hint of the Torah? Because the Torah says in Parshas Ekev, Ki hu silasecha, v'hu elokecha, he is your praise, and he is your God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the zdolos naros ha'ela. And the Rambam says, what does it mean, hu tilasecha? Source number 14, hatam hu tilasecha elokecha, hu ye tilasecha. He says, he should be the one who you praise, the Rambam says. Shetite en kol tilasecha elov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be praised for everything that's happening. So if we're doing well, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, Titalo Tamid Kvodo La'achar Loki Tain, he says, to him you should give your Tamid and Kvodo, and don't give your teal and your praise to idols. The Lohuel Lohim Vadonim Aniskarim. So that's the idea, that we have to recognize that everything that good that happens, everything that we see, everything we benefit from, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just heard, I don't know if you heard this, I think it pays to spend the 5 minutes to hear this if you haven't. It's a small thing, but just to see the Yad Hashem. We just recently received Baruch Hashem back the remains of Zechariah Bauman. So just 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I happened to stumble on a 5 minute, 6 minute, short word from Shmuel Leo. It really pays to listen to it. And he says, it's amazing, just amazing. I sent this to my kid's WhatsApp. It's just an amazing thing, small thing. So first of all, it's an amazing thing that we got, because we, the Jewish people, understand how important it is to bury the dead. So he tells a story. He says that at Levaya, so Zechariah's sister went over to the prime minister before and thanked the prime minister. Someone asked, what's going on? What do you mean you think? What's going on? So I'll tell you, he says. For years and years, we criticized the Israeli government. They're not doing anything. For years. And someone said to us, instead of being negative, why don't you be positive? And that was a very strange suggestion. How can you be positive? We thought they weren't doing anything. But we decided to be positive. And, we decided to be positive. And all of a sudden, when I said, hello, we got a call to bring in back Zechariah Bauman's remains. So I said to the Prime Minister, I told him the story. We decided to be positive, to thank you, to appreciate what you're doing. He says, it's a crazy thing. Because we knew we were going to have this meeting with Putin. And we knew that Putin was going to ask us, what do you need? What do you want? And we had a whole list, like 10, 15 things, 20 things, 30 things. We narrowed it down. And believe me, Zechariah Bauman's remains was not on there. It was the last thing from our mind. And all of a sudden, I'm meeting with Putin. He says to me, what can I do for you? He says, we want back Zechariah Bauman's remains. So he goes and he says, you want that? What? He didn't understand, that's so important to you, right? So I guess he explained why it's important. He says, that's what you want? He said, a lie, it's on me. And by the way, that's nothing, it's actually something else also, right? He says, so all of a sudden, okay, I heard that there were some miracles that happened. But who knows what happened? And I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it. You hear a story like that, all of a sudden they start to say, we're going to praise him, and something changes. I prefer to see the Yad Hashem. I prefer to see the Yad Hashem. Putin lasecha, v'hu elokecha. You can thank Putin. I don't have a problem with that. But understand, leiv melachim b'yad Hashem, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All your praise, and when you see what happened in Eretz Yisrael, you see, putin lasecha yirasecha. And I want you to know, those who don't see the reckoning of the Yad Hashem, those who don't take the day, and they don't just say hello, but don't take the day to say, wow, this is wonderful, they're missing out an opportunity to make kindness for the Araisa. Huti l'sech, huyir l'sech. Let's go on. Shalchub at Maisa Nisim. This was written by Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, which was done to defend his father. Okay, who were one of the Rambam's, who attacked the Rambam? Daniel Hababli. Daniel Hababli was actually, was asked to put a mechayim, refused to, and then he was put a mechayim by somebody else, but he strongly attacked the Rambam, and he held that Hallel, in general, is the Araisa. And he said, what's the source for Hallel? He says, the Araisa. So he quotes, it's based on a Sifri, says, fascinating. Below Sechala Hashem Alakecha, he says, you should not profane the name, and look at the source number 15, you should not profane the name of God. He says, V'amar Heirusha Mashma Shenemar Lo Sechalel, instead of profaning, Amar Kadosh, you say, you should sanctify his name. And how do you sanctify his name? Reveal of Babel, he says, when you are mefarsein his nace wherever it happens, that's how you mekadesh shem shemayim. So when a Jew says Hallel, or when a Jew, you know, even a non-Jew, he doesn't want to say Hallel, but he says, you know, it's amazing that we are able to live here, and in general we feel secure, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the ability to the government to run and the army to run. You're mekadesh shem shemayim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So, okay, so fine, it's a mitzvah. But I think that it goes beyond that. And why does it go beyond that? I think if we want Medinas Yisrael to keep improving, we want it to become more affected by the Torah, become more spiritual, become a state which is more identified with the Jewish idea, it's really important to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in this country. And that's why one day a year, taking a day to say, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, is amazing. And why do I say that? So, you know, just recently, we read about HaKamas HaMishkan. HaKamas HaMishkan, we talk about, and then the Sefer Shmo, says Vayikra. If you look at Surah 16, 17, 18, 19, you see some similarities between Parshas Pekudei and Parshas Shmini. Parshas Pekudei, after the Mishkan is built, Vayar Moshe is called Malacha, Vinei Asu Oso, Kashir Tziva Hashem Kein Asu, Vayavarach Oso Moshe. Moshe saw all the Malacha, they saw what he did, and Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead, and he blessed them. Well, how did he bless them? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina Mas Yadechem, that the Shechina should rest on the works of your hands. You did something great, something terrific, and the Shechina should rest. And then the Inam Hashem Olkeinu Aleinu, and the pleasure of God should be upon us, and he should support the Mas Yadeinu. Okay? Parsha Shmini, Yavo Moshe V'yarno Ol Moed, Vayetsu, they came out. Vayivarachu, together they blessed. Vayayrapot Hashem Okola'am. What bracha did they give? Very similar to Parshas Pekudei, with one difference. What's the difference? Instead of saying Yiratzon first, they said the Vinoam first. They said Vinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina V'maisi Yedeicha. So he says, so instead of going ahead and saying the Yiratzon first they said the Noah. First they said the Noah. And the question is, if somebody would say, we have to pause. Why? What's the message there? And I want to point one more thing out before we try to answer this. If you look at the Seder Olam Rabbah, so from Rashi it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu said the whole bracha, at least in Parshas Pekudei. So it says according to the Seder Olam Rabbah, Moshe did not say the bracha. Vayavo, source number 20, Paragvav Seder Olam Rabbah, Vayavo Kolish and Rasol Libo, Vayar Moshe's Kol Amalacha, and Moshe saw it's all the malach, all the work that was done.
Vayivarach Moshe El Mav. What bracha did he give them? Amar lehem, Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina Mamas Yedeichem. And they responded. Am Yisrael, not Moshe. Am Yisrael responds and says, V'yinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. So what's the idea? I think the idea is like this. We live in a cycle. What's a cycle? We do an effort, something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us and we see HaKadosh Baruch's blessing, we can do more. We react to the blessing. And it goes back and forth, back and forth. So Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened? He saw the Mishkan. He saw the Mishkan. And the Mishkan he saw, he said, you know what? You saw the Mishkan? He says, you did work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you because you put the work in. And that's what happened in Parshas Pekudei. But then once they got to Parshas Shemini, now that they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed them, now it's Am Yisrael's turn to respond. We have to make the first effort. Kemachat, one step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes forward and holds our hand and helps us. And then we can go ahead and we can respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. In Parshas Pekudei, Am Yisrael, put it forth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Moshe said, you may see a deichem, Hashem to respond. And Am Yisrael said, and once Hashem responds, you know I'm Hashem, we're going to respond to that. And then, and that's what happened in Parshas Shemini, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, the Shekhinah, now you go ahead and you do more things. And if you go ahead and you look, I think that in the history of Klal Yisrael, yes, there were Jews who did a lot for Medinas Yisrael. And, to be perfectly honest, okay, my father pointed out that most of the Jews that were heavily involved, not all, were not necessarily the people who were in the Beis Medrash. There were people, and there were Jews all over the world. My mother was very uncomfortable with this story. Because, you know, they never wanted to be perceived as going against the law. But one time when she was living in America, and she felt bad, by the way, as a girl leaving Eretz Yisrael, they were looking for somebody to remember. By Mohammed Asmut, they didn't have enough weapons. They were looking for someone to smuggle a gun to a boat. And the Americans knew, and they were watching people. My mother said, give me the gun, they'll never check a girl. That wouldn't happen today, probably. Alright? And even though she was applying for citizenship at that time, and that could have messed her over, she still did it. And, you know, right before she passed away, she was honored, and one of my nephews mentioned the story, and she felt very uncomfortable because, like, you're discussing publicly that she went against the American government. Okay, but this one, she did it. But we did something. We were involved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has definitely showered His blessing upon us, whether in a physical sense or whether in a spiritual sense. The country is definitely, it's more religious since I made Aliyah, and it's more religious since the time that the government was founded, the country was founded. There's no question about it. There's so many yeshivas, and you know when mice, you know, you hear, if you look at what's going on in the army, they're trying to stop religious people from taking high offices. You know why? Because very simple, because they're scared. When my son joined Givati, at that time he told me, from the very bottom until just the very top, every officer was Dati. Every officer. We have, I have to tell you, you know, and Ramat Beit Shemesh, and it's all over the country. It's amazing how the city has grown. I have to tell you this, there's a part of the city that I cannot get around without Waze. Okay? If I'm expected to go to Gimel, forget it. Without Waze, I'm lost. Okay? That's because the city, this country runs leaps and bounds. Why? Because we went ahead and we did our effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed what he did. And now we can respond. And therefore, when it comes to saying Hallel Yom HaTzmut,
praising God, so important to see, because they actually push us. Because now we see, we say hallel, we say, okay, v'inom Hashem elkeinu aleinu. Now, it's our turn to respond, yiratzon shetishre, v'matzi yadeichem, we have to do more. Just want to finish off, and you know, that's actually what the Gemara Sanhedrin says, and Daf Sadeh Gaon Aleph, in Sim Source number 21, that it was a gnai from Moshe Rabbeinu, that they didn't say, Baruch Hashem until Yisro came. So the Tzav Sofer says, well, what's the point? He says they said Shira at the Yam. So what's the answer? The answer is that sometimes it's important that the praise for God should come from ourselves. Why? I think because we praise God when it comes from ourselves without being awakened from atop, which maybe happened at the Yam, it pushes us more to do things. God did this, I can do this. And that's what's important. And that's why, yes, it's probably a mitzvah to say hallel. Okay, it's a mitzvah. That's how I was raised. Okay? Make a bracha, not make a bracha. My father held not to. I don't make a bracha. There are those who hold you do make a bracha. I don't want to go there. He says, but to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a mitzvah, will Kadosh Shem Shemayim, Hu Tehilasecha, Ashiru Hashem Shir Chadosh, it pushes us to do more. We look around and we see problems. Unfortunately, there's no question that, you know, we're not there yet. We haven't crossed, you know, Nachum Mitzrayim yet. So you see here at the very bottom, I cut out from Shimshon Fol Hirshon the Siddur. So we say right before Oz Yashir. So we go ahead and we say at the end of Pesukim Zimra, we go ahead and we say I just want to find it actually, because I want to repeat the exact words. Just give me 1 second. 1 minute. I'll be there in a second. It's a good thing they don't follow Zman Pila here. They wouldn't give us a minute. Okay, so I was going to get the exact words to say. Give me a minute. Here we go. Okay, so what do we say? We say right here. Okay, we say right after Yivarach David, these words. Atuhu Hashem Elokim Akim Hashem Bachartvi Avram. Right? So the question is that why are we saying this? What's going on? What are we saying here? Hashem Baal Hirsch said like this. The portion beginning with the Atahu down to originated at the time when the temple built array lay in ruins and the nation returned from Babylonian captivity only a short time before. And what happened? This comes from Nehemiah. The Jewish people were despondent. What's going to happen? How are we going to succeed? How are we going to flourish? What's going to happen? So it says he says that we wanted to show that how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham, changed his name, and made him into a big nation. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Avraham, he'll take care of us. And that's why we finished the Shira to say that nothing is beyond the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened to Shira? The Jewish people, the Shira, thought they were finished. They thought it was all over. What was all over? HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed. So at the time of the building of the Second Temple, you are despondent. You look and see economically, they couldn't afford wine. In Israel, where there are vines all over, they couldn't afford to make wine. The halacha, how double they had in tefillah at that point. They weren't secure. You're despondent, God doesn't give up on us. And if you want to know how we see this, what our first brother is problem with it. And at the Yam, the same thing happened. The Jews thought it was all lost, and just like that, the sea split. And that's something that we keep in mind. We already have seen the promise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not like the Jews of the Yom Suf. Hope we don't get there. We're not like the Jews were at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. We do need a Beis HaMikdash. However, we have to realize that all our protection, all our success comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this tefillah at the end says, let's keep saying Hallel, because we keep saying Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's respond so we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can go ahead and respond. So we can have our Ma'aseh Yadeichem respond to the Vihi Noam. And the feel of Shira and Vayivarach David will be fulfilled within us. That we'll keep saying Kadosh Baruch Hu and in the state of Israel will continue to grow and become more successful, to be more identified with the Torah and the Jewish idea. And we should see the Gula Shleima very quickly, and everything else will just be a bad memory.